We'll be back with the main news in just a bit.
Phoenix FM, 99.9 in Kabwe. The Phoenix FM main news bulletin. The Phoenix FM main news bulletin. Main news bulletin. The Phoenix FM main news bulletin. Good afternoon. The headline. Court acquits Chienge MP of threatening violence charge. Ascent Zambia 300 Kwacha electricity subsidy program officially commences. And in global news, Bondi gunmen meticulously planned attack for months, police allege. With a 13-hour main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The Lusaka Magistrates Court has acquitted the Chienge Independent Member of Parliament, Given Katuta, of a charge of threatening violence, contrary to Section 90A of the Penal Code, against Times of Zambia photojournalist Henry Chunza. Delivering judgment this morning, Lusaka Principal Magistrate Ida Piri ruled that the prosecution failed to meet the legal threshold for the offence, stating that the alleged words attributed to Ms. Katuta were subjective and interrogative and did not amount to a threat of violence. Magistrate Piri noted that no witness testified that Ms. Katuta threatened to injure or harm Mr. Chunza, and video footage from the National Assembly did not show any threats or insults. She has, however, expressed disappointment that the matter was brought before the court, urging the prosecution and Zambia police to exercise professionalism to avoid unnecessary congestion in correctional facilities and financial loss to the state. The charge arose from an incident on the 21st of July 2023 in Osaka, where Ms. Katuta was alleged to have threatened Mr. Chunza in using insulting words and spat at him while demanding that he delete photos of her following her suspension from the National Assembly. And reacting to her acquittal, Ms. Katuta has thanked God for the favorable judgment given the political nature of the case and extended an olive branch to Mr. Chunza.
I'm just grateful to God. As you are aware, I'm still not too well. I've been in hospital. I came out last week, Thursday. So even sitting there, I was not feeling too well. I have no words, actually. You know, these political cases, you don't know what will come your way. You know, I can only say to my young brother, Chunza, I would like to make it in. I hold no grudge against him. That's all. And I want him to know that from the bottom of my heart, I hold no grudge.
The Rural Electrification Authority, RIA, and ZESCO Limited have announced the official start of the 300 Kwacha electricity subsidy program under the Accelerating Sustainable and Clean Energy Transformation in Zambia, also known as Ascent Zambia. Ascent Zambia is a five-year initiative supported by the World Bank with funding of $200 million, alongside a $250 million commitment from the Zambian government, whose program aims to speed up access to affordable, reliable, and clean electricity, especially in rural and peri-urban areas. In a joint statement issued by RIA and ZESCO under the Last Mile Connection Fee Subsidy, households and businesses requiring a standard single-phase electricity connection will now pay only 300 kwacha, reduced from the usual cost of 4,846 kwacha, an initiative which is expected to support 100,000 new on-grid electricity connections in 2026. According to the statement, eligibility for the subsidy is mainly based on distance to existing electricity infrastructure, and applicants must be located within 30 meters of an existing low-voltage distribution pole. It states that the program also promotes inclusion with women-headed households and female-owned businesses in eligible areas encouraged to apply, adding that in a bid to ensure fair national participation, each province has been allocated 10,000 subsidized connections, during the initial rollout. The statement says progress will be reviewed after the first 30 days and provincial allocations may be adjusted to maximize uptake and national impact. The Zambia Qualifications Authority, ZAQA, has disclosed that it has verified over 60,000 qualifications as of December 20th, 2025, with 90% being local qualifications and 10% foreign. Speaking during a media breakfast in Osaka this morning, ZAQA Director General Mercy Ngoma said the authority has also registered 872 qualifications on the National Qualifications Framework, with 298 registered this year. Mrs. Ngoma has further disclosed that 1,999 qualifications were issued with notices of rejection due to factors such as institutions lacking authority to award qualifications or instances of fraud. She has emphasized the importance of qualification verification, explaining that verification protects learners, supports mobility, and safeguards Zambia's qualification system credibility. Mrs. Ngoma has encouraged the public to verify qualifications early to avoid delays or missed opportunities, citing instances of qualifications being obtained from institutions without legal authority to award them, enrollment in programs not quality assured or aligned to the National Qualifications Framework, and instances of fraud.
In this regard, I wish to emphasize that according to Section 29 of the ZAQA Act No. 8 of 2024, qualification verification is now mandatory for employment purposes and for enrollment into tertiary education institutions. I therefore encourage members of the public to verify their qualifications early to avoid delays or missed opportunities. With respect to qualification registration, the authority has to date registered 872 qualifications on the National Qualifications Framework, with 298 of these qualifications being registered this year. Registration on the National Qualifications Framework confirms the qualifications offered by awarding bodies have met prescribed quality standards and are formally recognized within Zambia's National Quality Assurance System.
Police in Chambishi on the Copperbelt have arrested a 38-year-old Chinese national for stealing 67 copper sheets valued at 460,000 kwacha belonging to Huan Yu Industry, where he works as a technician. Copperbelt Police Commissioner Mwala Yuyi has confirmed the arrest, stating that the suspect identified as Kong Ling Chong was caught after the company manager, Wang Zhenmin, reported the theft to police. Mr. Yuyi says brief facts of the matter are that on the 21st of December 2025, around 06 hours, the company manager conducted patrols within the company yard and was informed by security guard that the suspect had exited the premises using a Toyota Fortuner motor vehicle. The Copperbelt Police Chief says the police tracked the vehicle's GPS location to a house in Kankoyo area where the stolen copper sheets were recovered, and that the suspect was later apprehended at the company premises and admitted to stealing the copper sheets to raise money for a trip back to China. He says police have since opened a docket. In global news, the suspected gunman in the Bondi Beach attack threw explosives at the start of the deadly incident and had practiced shooting weeks before, according to a new court document. They allege the pair meticulously planned the attack for several months and 2 days prior to the shooting visited Bondi for reconnaissance. 15 people were killed and dozens more injured when two gunmen opened fire on a Hanukkah celebration on the 14th of December. We monitor the BBC for more on this and other global stories.
Documents released by Australian police say the gunmen behind the mass shooting at a Jewish celebration on Bondi Beach planned the attack for months. Images allegedly show the pair undergoing firearms training and scoping out the area. Nearly 600 people have been arrested across 19 African countries in an anti-cybercrime operation coordinated by Interpol. Security officers say the operation also recovered $3 million. A Russian general has been killed by an explosion in a car park in Moscow. Vanil Salvarov was the head of operational training for the armed forces. Ukraine has previously targeted Russian officers using car bombs.
This is the 13 Hours Main News Bulletin.